And today we're going to be going over Joker 2.
Make a musical, but they didn't want to fully commit to it.
Like at that point, you could still save the movie, and then they made it even worse.
Yeah, bad movies deserve to be watched, so I know what good movies are. So
it sets the bar. You know what would have made this movie an F?
What?
Like an absolute worst movie.
How could
like
it have made it worse
than Borderlands?
One thing that was interesting that I haven't had this happen at a theater ever. Honestly, this movie does have some redeeming qualities.
And welcome back to the greatest show on earth. I'm Angel.
I'm Junior.
And today we're going to be going over Joker 2.
That's not the name.
I know.
What's the Joker name? Folie à Deux?
I don't know.
You're Folie à Deux? I don't have it. Is it Folie à Deux?
I don't know how to pronounce it.
That's what was that? Am I saying it at least?
I think so.
Semi-correctly.
And today we're going to be going over Joker.
Folie à Deux.
Starring Lady Gaga and Joaquin Phoenix.
Yes, sir. This is a good movie. Death Popper is going to be doing a... Okay, no, it's not a good movie. I don't know why I said that. I was just high.
Yo, time out.
Death Popper is going to be doing a spoiler-free and spoiler review. So make sure you guys stay to the very end, at least for the spoiler-free part, so we can let you guys know if you guys should go watch this movie in theaters, at home, or just leave it all together.
Leave it all together.
Not yet.
But let's start with letter grades.
Yeah, so for me, I'm not that low on it. I'm going to give it a C- just because I think it did have some redeeming qualities.
Oh, I think, I don't want to spoil it, but a D+.
That's not bad either. I don't know where you have it in your rankings, which, you know, at the end of the year, you guys...
Oh, I haven't added this one to my rankings.
But you should. Follow us on Letterboxd, guys. Let us know what your guys' grade is in the comments below and why you gave it that grade. But we do have the Professionals Cinema Score. I've never seen it this low. A D.
Yeah, D. Solid.
I know, man. Dude, that's crazy. I don't know if that's crazy, No, I've never seen it that low. I feel like I haven't seen a movie that low, even like horror movies.
Megalopolis.
I don't know. I haven't checked. We never reviewed it, so.
I mean, you could still. You didn't bother to check, like out of curiosity.
The thing about Megalopolis, I do have similarities between this movie and Megalopolis, but Megalopolis, some people like it just because. It speaks to the cinephile, if that makes sense. Like, it's it tries to be intelligent, and people who think they're really intelligent will like the movie, if that makes sense.
D+.
All right, so a little bit better, you see? This is award season. I do want to at least give some awards to these movies that, you know, people work hard to make. Who's your MVP for Joker 2?
I did not enjoy this movie, but if I had to give it to somebody... I would have to give it to the security guard.
Top flight security.
Like the prison.
He was funny though. I know why, but I'm probably gonna give it to Lady Gaga just because apart from everything, she's a great singer and I think her acting's come a long way and she really does a great job.
Yeah.
I think this movie wasn't hampered by acting. I think this movie was hampered by concepts and just not fully committing to those concepts.
The acting wasn't bad, but yeah, I think. We'll get into it in the spoilers, obviously, but yeah, I would give it to the card.
I wouldn't give it to the Joker, though, just because I think he did a way better job in the first movie than the second movie. Just character-wise and acting-wise, I just felt like the
Arthur
first movie...
Arthur Fleck, by the way.
Yeah, was just completely better in the first movie.
That's funny, because that leads into the next segue.
The anti-MVP, worst character from
gonna give it to Joker 2. Arthur Fleck. The Joker.
Damn, that's crazy. Why?
I can't spoil it because it's a pretty big spoiler.
Give general.
They pull the rug out from under you, and it ruined the whole movie for me.
Look, my anti-MVP is going to be the judge. I think the judge really just let that courtroom room become a circus. You know how many times he was like, you're not going to make a mockery of this courthouse? And he just kept letting things go.
Yeah.
Like, how are you going to, without spoiling a lot, how are you just going to let Arthur or all the other things just go when you keep saying, hey, you're not going to make a mockery out of this courtroom. And
yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, I'm like, the judge just got to, you know, one of these. We do have a horny on the Timeline Award, Playa. This was rated R, guys, so just know. People were getting down and freaky.
Harley?
Damn, I was going to give it to Arthur, bro.
No, Harley.
Just because Arthur, like, kissed multiple people.
Oh, yeah, but I think that was just more of for his, like, mental thing.
It's
disorder. Like, bro, she checked herself in willingly.
Yeah, she was pretty horny. I'm not going to lie.
Dude, imagine you doing that for someone.
I would. Oh, yeah.
Like, dude, come on.
Come on now. What are we doing? Yeah, I see where you're coming from with Harley. Or Lee.
Hornier than
her
that.
Name wasn't even Harley. It was Lee.
No, it's Harley, but she goes...
By Lee?
By Lee.
Lee Quinzel or what?
Harley Quinzel. What was your theater experience like?
So for me, it wasn't a lot. It wasn't a lot at the theater. One thing that was interesting that I haven't had this happen at a theater ever. Like, this is the very first time this has ever happened, but there was like top flight security at the theater.
Yeah.
First, I didn't notice him. He was just, it was just one guy for me, but he was just standing like near the drink machines, you know, at that theater. And at first I just thought he was just standing there waiting for somebody. I go inside. I'm watching the movie. I'm like, oh, I got to hit the bathroom. This is, I usually don't go to the bathroom during movies.
I don't either. I hate it.
For this one, I was like, it doesn't matter. Yeah. I come out and then I notice like he's got a gun and I'm like, and he's been standing there the whole time. So I'm like, damn, they really got security. And you tell me this one guy can stop whoever comes in. That's crazy. He didn't look like security. He looked like,
no, he probably was like private security, like third party, you know?
Yeah, but like even then, dude, he looked like a private citizen kind of, like, I don't know if you've ever seen those guys like marching or like, you know, like, but he looked like that. He looked like a private citizen who was dressing up to like,
I mean, private security is a thing.
Yeah, I know. It just, I don't know if you know the picture. I know what security looks like. You know, but he didn't look like security, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
What was your experience like?
My theater was empty.
Just
and
you?
No, there was like me and like two, started off with four of us. End of the movie, there was three of us. So somebody actually walked out of my movie, like, and they didn't give it a chance. Like 30 minutes into the movie, they walked out.
Yeah, and he was which like, was wild. Fuck this shit.
Yeah, he was like, F this, and he walked out.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Damn.
And I was like, okay.
Like, that's happening. I'm like, I'm coming with you. He's like, I'm getting a refund for this.
But there was also cops at my theater. I went to watch it here in town, and there was cops like just outside in the parking lot and stuff. And I was like,
just chilling or like,
yeah, just hanging out.
Yeah, but did it look like they were there for that?
Yeah, obviously, I think. Yeah,
just saying. Yeah, this is surprising. I don't know. I guess I can see why, because obviously the last shooting was for a Joker movie, not Joker movie, but Joker was the main villain from that movie.
No, what?
Yeah, the Batman. Bane. Dark Knight. No, I thought it was Dark Knight.
Dark Knight Rises.
No.
Yes, it was.
Okay, I might be wrong. I don't know. I just remember the guy. The guy who had his hair colored and all that. I just thought.
Dark Knight Rises.
Damn, the Mandela effect is a crazy thing. Oh, it is. Damn. Well, yeah.
Because it was 2012. Yeah. It was Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah, you're right. 2012 is Dark Knight Rises. But still, you know, I get, especially where we live, you know, like, I mean
that's, they were surprising. Being safe, I guess. Damn. So. But yeah, my theater was empty and somebody walked out. Like, I was like, wow, I'm in danger.
Yeah, I know, right? You're like, fuck this shit.
I'm like, what am I in for, dude? Like,
I don't know. It was crazy. Well, I'm really excited. Kind of excited. Well, let's do the budget first. Let's talk money. You know how much the budget is for. I don't know how much it is for. You guys in the comments, put what you guys think the budget for Joker 2 is.
So here's a little nice little thing about this one. This is a sequel. What do you think the budget for Joker 1 was?
I mean, that was like, what, 2019? No. Inflation? Well, yeah.
2017.
Damn, was it that long ago? Seven years?
Yeah, dude, we got 7 years between the
Joker. Damn, he did look older. I'm not even going to lie. $125 million.
For the first Joker movie?
No, it wasn't. I remember because it was a very, it was like $50
million. $55
million. Yeah, okay.
$55 million for Joker 1. What do you think the budget for this movie was?
$125? Higher? $150? $175?
190.
No, bro. You're telling me 140 million more?
I don't know how. I don't know how. There's no CGI. There's no crazy effects.
Honestly, a lot of it is just in prison in a courtroom, you know? So
I know. I was baffled by that number.
That's crazy. You think inflation is that bad?
No way it's that bad. I don't think Joaquin Phoenix and Lady Gaga, you know, covered that much. But 190 is ridiculous.
It didn't even double, bro. Like,
tripled.
No, quadrupled.
No.
Yeah. 55 times 4 is almost 200 million.
Oh, you're right.
Damn, that's crazy, bro. How much is it making first weekend?
A lot of people are mixed on the numbers. Mm-hmm. Some people are calling it a box office bomb, and some people are saying that
it is a bomb. Well, I already know that it's not going to make its money back.
Well, let me tell you why people are like conflicted on it.
Which
it was projected to make 70 million opening weekend domestically. As of this recording, the movie's at 40 million exactly domestic, 81 million world internationally. for a worldwide total of 121.
That's not bad. That's actually good. Like, that's good. What the hell?
It was bad. You just said it was a box office bomb.
I thought it was a bomb because nobody went.
Well, that's what I'm telling you. Listen, Linda, let me get it out first.
The people, the worldwide like it.
Apparently, it's double of what it's made in domestically.
Damn.
Obviously, like, you know, internationally is like a lot more markets.
Yeah.
But for it to just be double.
81, yeah, it's crazy, yeah. Especially. I know. I can read. I mean, oh, yeah.
Scott Tom.
Why don't you ever do that with other ones?
Because you didn't believe me with this one. You're like, no, it's a box office bomb.
I thought it was a bomb because, I mean, 41 is...
It was projected to make 70 million domestically. So I think that's why people are like...
I mean, look, if the numbers keep up for international...
I do like how it does the percentage. So it tells you like...
Where it comes from mostly.
Yeah. So 67%.
I do want to backtrack a little bit to theater experience. Guys, so I went. This wasn't for what I watched, but the guy was like, do you want a poster? First, I said no. And then I was like, free things. I was like, yeah, now give me that poster, you know?
Give me that poster.
So this is what you get if you go to the AMC, guys. I don't know if you guys can zoom in on that, but it's a very cute poster. You know what I love about this marketing, just to like go back on? This is exactly what I think of for like a sequel. To like do, you know?
Yeah.
So like the iconic image from the first one, and you just add the second person. How cute is that? I really like the marketing. I'm not even gonna lie. The outfit for Harley Quinn can be a lot better, but she has her iconic pattern. Yeah, for the socks, but the dress is just like, I don't know. But I just want to show that for the theater experience, guys. You guys went to the AMC. You guys could go. Oh, it says right here, Joker. Folie à deux.
I think I'm kind of in the middle. Also, I would consider it a bomb. Domestically, but the international numbers don't lie, so
people are just big fans of Joker.
Apparently, he must be big on like overseas, Thailand or China or something, you know.
Maybe. Does it tell you where the percentage comes from for international?
No.
Yeah.
It just breaks it down like
maybe like no, I don't know. Cuz there's a lot of singing, so it's hard to like dub that.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see.
Guys, should you guys go watch this in theaters? Should you guys watch it for away until streaming on Max? What do you say?
I'm going to say people can just skip this one entirely.
Yeah, I especially with the death of the DC universe under previously like James Gunn or whatever, not like with him moving forward. I don't think this is a must watch or even a watch. I think honestly, if you're happy with the first movie,
just leave it at that.
Yeah, just leave it your imagination at that. It was a great ending to a great Joker. We don't need this movie. I think there's just a lot of things to
we don't say that a lot, but yeah, I think this is one that you can just skip.
Yeah, I do think you can skip this movie. Honestly, when I was sitting down there, I was thinking about leaving. I was like, maybe I can just BS the rest of the like. You know,
review,
but I was like, nah, because I didn't leave Megalopolis, and that was one that I didn't even have to watch. I was like, you know what, I'm gonna sit through it because bad movies deserve to be watched so I know what good movies are.
Yeah.
So
it sets the bar.
Yeah. Or I guess, well, yeah.
It sets the bar. You're setting it low, but yeah, it's setting it.
The bar, you know. So it's being set. That does bring us to the sponsor of today's video.
Despop. That's us. Make sure to like, comment, subscribe, guys. As always, we're on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
Yes, sir. 5-star review, baby.
Please, those help out a lot.
Those really help out. We've been doing better on the podcast side of things. I appreciate everybody who listens to this. We do need to catch up with YouTube because we've been the same for 2 years now. But I believe in us. I really do. I really hope you guys are enjoying this. Make sure you guys leave a like. I think that helps the most. And share it.
But that does bring us to the spoiler zone. Let's start with what we always start with. Runtime. Atrocious.
2 hours and what, 6 minutes?
15.
Okay, yeah.
That's absolutely atrocious. I'm sorry.
No, I didn't think the length was the problem.
No, it wasn't, but the length was a problem.
No, I don't think
it was too long.
Problem.
It was too long.
I do think if...
Not every sequence needed a musical.
Oh, no, I agree with that. No, the pacing with that is the problem. I don't think the time was the problem. I think the way they set up the music pretty much and spaced it out was just weird and didn't really flow naturally.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You could have gotten rid of at least two musical bits.
I don't think that's the problem. I don't think taking out the music was a bad problem. I think the music just in general was really bad. I just don't think they understood.
No, I'm not saying that the taking out the musical bits would have fixed everything, because even besides
the musical bits. Yeah, but you're saying bits, one or two, and I'm like, that's not the problem.
Though, no, I don't, no, like that, just make the movie shorter. I don't need to be sitting there for 2.5 hours watching
no, that's just
the Joker sing.
I think the length, especially for a sequel, I think it's perfect. I think above 2 hours for a sequel is fine.
If it's a good movie.
Yeah, obviously, bro. But like, just I'm just saying the pacing wasn't the problem. I think a 2 hour movie for a sequel is fine. I think it was what they had in the movie.
I think when they announced there's gonna be a sequel, or not a sequel,
a musical,
it was doomed.
Yeah, I mean, everybody said it. I was there on the internet when they said the rumors are it's a musical and Lady Gaga's gonna star in it, and everybody was like, this is a bad idea. Why are we making Joker a musical? You know, that's a little weird.
That was just like, how do you dig your own grave like that,
dude? I mean, honestly, this movie just felt slow until like the courtroom scenes. I really liked the courtroom scenes. I felt like they kind of, it was good, you know, like it's a,
and even then thing. We didn't get enough of them, I feel like.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The courtroom scenes were great. This movie had transitions that Megalopolis has. I don't know if I could like really paint you the picture, but like Joker has some weird transitions where it would like transition from one scene to another, and they had something like to transition from, and it was just a weird scene, you know?
Yeah, and you're like, it just was out of place. They just threw it in there. I know what you mean.
And I think the worst thing from Joker Folie à Deux is the music. I feel like they were trying.
I agree with you. The music is the worst part of the movie.
It's like they were trying to make a musical, but they didn't want to fully commit to it.
Yeah.
And when you, like, the thing I love about musicals, because I love musicals, man, is that they don't have, like, a music part in, like, in the musical and then have it be all in somebody's head, you know? It's just part of the movie. You dance, you sing, and then you go back to normal, to whatever they were doing.
You know what comes to mind?
What?
La La Land. Like, that's a great musical.
It is. It's a great musical. I was thinking about High School Musical. that's a great musical, guys. If you guys are big fans, let me know. But yeah, it's great music. And I just felt like in The Joker, they would have a musical bit, and then it's all in his head. So I'm like, I don't know, it just didn't, one of the things that I hate about movies is when it's either in somebody's head or it's just a dream, you know? Yeah. Like it never happened. Like in Twilight, when the final fight or whatever, they rip off one of the main character's head, and then you're like, oh shit, it's about to go down, and then it's all like a vision, and you're like, well, but like that didn't matter.
Yeah.
So I don't know, it's just, I'm okay. Like,
the music was the worst part. Would you say, what was the best part for you?
The best part from Joker, Folie à Deux?
Yeah.
For me, it's Joker. Anytime he's in costume. In the courtroom scene was amazing. And that's why I really love the courtroom scene. Just because
I like that too until he kind of copped it out. I hate when movies do cop-outs and they're bad cop-outs. Like at the end, he sits down and he admits, he's like, I'm not the Joker. Like, it's you know, I'm Arthur Fleck.
Well, and even then, at that point, you still can save the movie. Because in my head, I'm just like...
At that point, you can still save the movie? And then they made it even worse.
Yeah, well, because like, you could just be like a ruse, you know? Like, oh, he's just saying this just to like get off or like whatever.
Yeah, that's right? Why I was like, okay, like, where are we going with this? And then, no. So, let's talk about the elephant in the room.
The ending. For the Joker Folie à Deux.
Yes.
It is. It keeps spiraling out of control. Like, worse and worse and worse. You know, first in the courtroom, he says he's not the Joker. And then he goes and meets my girl, Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
And then she pretty much tells him, you're nothing to me anymore.
You're nothing to me.
And I'm like, dude, you're just...
Like, she's like, I didn't love Arthur Fleck. I liked the Joker.
Yeah. And at that point, the movie's just shitting on us as viewers. Yeah. This movie's called Joker. Yeah. The last movie was called Joker. You could have just named this any other movie and not have it be about the Joker, just a mentally ill man.
Yeah.
And it would have been the same effect. It probably would have been even cooler just because we don't have that.
You don't connect it to the Joker, which in turn connects you to Batman and the DC.
Well, an iconic character to begin with, you know? And so for them to shit on us by like, now Harley Quinn is saying that you're not shit, and now a random prisoner kills you at the end.
So that's how this movie ends, guys. A random prisoner kills him, stabs him to death. Arthur bleeds out on the floor. In the background, that random man slices his mouth.
Open.
Kind of like as a nod to Heath Ledger's Joker.
Well, do you think he's the Joker, maybe?
No.
Yeah, exactly, right?
So those rumors are going around Twitter. I don't know if people are this dumb. I'm sorry, but you guys are. Some of you guys are. People are saying on Twitter.
Yeah.
I know you haven't been on Twitter. People are saying, oh, this is Heath Ledger's origin story for his Joker.
That's such a bad take.
And it's like, no, because I don't know if you noticed when the courtroom blows up, you get Harvey Dent's half face. He's sitting there on the floor, like heavy breathing, and he's got the two face.
No, I didn't notice that.
But obviously, that's not the same
Joker because Heath Ledger's Joker creates
Yeah, Heath Ledger's Joker creates Harvey Two-Face. Dent.
Yeah.
Two-Face.
Obviously,
already you're off to the wrong start because two different Harvey Dents.
I think this is its own universe, and I don't even think that Prisoner is the Joker. You know, I think he's just, like, in the first movie where they had those, like, copycats or whatever, he's just a copycat.
100%. It's such a bad, like, the way they just pulled the rug out from underneath us.
For you telling me the past two movies don't even matter, you know?
You spent the first whole movie building him up. You spent the second movie also building him up. Just for them to be like, oh, actually, just kidding.
Yeah. And then you have a sequence of scenes just shitting on the character pretty much and saying like, oh, he doesn't matter. He never mattered. He's actually beneath, you know, everything at this point. And you're like, what the hell?
You know what would have made this movie an F?
What?
Like an absolute worst movie.
How could have they made it worse
than Borderlands?
How could have they made it worse?
They add in another Batman. Another separate Batman.
Oh my God. Imagine bro. Imagine. Everyone. Yeah, well, that's three. That would have been three Batmans in this universe now.
And it would have been like four if you count. Like,
the animated or?
Yeah, but still, imagine just another Batman.
Damn. Dude, honestly, that probably would have made it worse. I'm really happy it was just a Joker movie. I will say, though, I really did like Harvey Dent. I could have almost given him the MVP just because the character in itself, I thought smooth talking seemed like what a young Harvey Dent would have been. Yeah, it was all about. He's a young assistant DA or whatever he was.
Yeah.
He wasn't even like an officially whatever, but just I felt like that was such a good origin story for Harvey Dent to be taking on the case of the Joker. You know, like that's his story. That's how he gets built up. That's how he like moves up the ranks is because of this prolific case, you know? Yeah. I just wish that this universe was more fleshed out because they could have done something with Harvey Dent. They could have done something with
Harley Quinn,
Hugo Strange, you know, in this Arkham Asylum or something like that. He could have also been present in there, you know. And I know James Gunn has his own DCU thing going. I mean, they don't even need to do all that with this Joker movie. It's just the ending. The whole movie sucked. There's a lot of bad things with this movie that I just didn't like. There is, though, I will say, the funniest moment from Joker, Folia, dude. I did have one knee slapper that really like.
What was it?
So when I think he is dressed up as a Joker at this point, and he's talking about the guards, and he's like, those fat guards at Gotham. And then they cut to
Arkham.
Yeah, in Arkham. Yeah. And then they cut away to the guards, and they're like, what?
They're like,
what do you say fuck me for? Yeah. And I'm like, got him. This classic meme.
I know. Then he goes back and they like beat
his ass. Yeah. But
okay. So did they, you know, grape him?
The guards?
Yeah.
I don't know. Why?
That scene where they like drag him on the floor and then they like.
I mean, it's rated R. I don't put anything past them.
One scene where he's got clothes and then the next scene he's got no clothes and just like sitting there in the solitary confinement.
I don't know. I'm a little queasy when it comes to that. I'm not going to lie. That's when I went. I went to the bathroom during that scene. Oh, yeah, that's when I went to the bathroom.
Dude, their whole system is just so skewed.
Well, dude, even the lawyer.
How do you let Harley Quinn go into solitary confinement?
No, I don't. I thought that was in his head.
No.
No, I know. I know you're saying no, but I felt like that was in his head. Like, how do
that
you
whole sex scene?
Yeah, just because. How do you let civilian?
No, because it goes back to the when they're on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, well, at least we're having a kid, and she's like, no, we're not.
Yeah, no, because they never had sex. That's what I thought.
I don't know.
I thought she was just saying no because she was like, what is this guy talking about?
No,
like,
I think she was saying no because at that point she was just so disgusted with him.
No, that's why I just feel like it's in his head. Because how are you gonna let a whole civilian go into the cell? You know,
I don't know. It's Gotham. Gotham is. I mean, when they're in the court, and you know how the courts have like the little cells in the back sometimes.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, the guard let me through, and then they start making out. The guard's like, hey, no kissing. They're just like making out.
Yeah, this whole system was weird.
The whole system is.
Yeah. And the lawyer had a fact. So his original lawyer was like, this is how we win the case. You got to let them know how they're treating you in that prison, how bad it is. And like the lawyer, bro, I thought, do you think if he kept the lawyer, he had a chance to.
No.
Not guilty? No?
No.
I thought the lawyer had a great plan. I thought she was on it. I think Harley Quinn just wanted some chaos and wanted the Joker to do something, you know? And I don't think she really cared about Arthur as a person to, like,
get free. I mean, she made it.
And obviously at the end. But I'm just saying, I think the lawyer probably had a good shot at setting my boy Arthur. Not free because, you know, he killed, like, 5-6 people. But at least, like, go to a mental institution, you know?
Better than Arkham?
No, I think yes. Because I think he wasn't in Arkham Asylum.
I thought he was.
No, he's in the prison, Arkham prison. They're two different things. Oh, I don't know if you know this in the comics, but you have the prison.
Arkham, like, yeah.
And then you have Arkham Asylum with the
actual crazies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Batman's villains pretty much are all there.
His rogues gallery.
Yeah. But I thought at least, you know.
I just, the movie didn't do a good job of showing like Gotham as a whole. Like, because Joker and Batman are interconnected. Like, obviously Joker's in Gotham. You could, even without Batman, you could still flesh out the city. You could still.
Well, not even that. I don't like, yeah, we don't need Batman, but like, at least make this a Joker story. You pretty much made this and the past movie not a Joker movie.
Yeah.
They're not Joker movies.
At this point, like, obviously they're not getting a trilogy.
Yeah. Well, obviously. Even, even with James Gunn, you know, at the helm.
Well, this movie was never connected to like the other DC or anything either.
No, I know, but I feel like this puts a very sad exclamation mark or like period or whatever on the DC EU universe.
It's not part of
it. I know, but like it feels like it because it just sucked even worse and you're like, damn.
No, because people even from the first one knew like it was just a standalone.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying it's part of it. I'm saying it feels like it because it sucks. And a lot of, I don't think the general audience understands that.
No, the general audience does understand that. I think that's what I'm saying. It would have made it worse if they threw in a Batman. No, then that would have been like, oh my God. Like,
just the last scene, you just see him coming in.
Imagine just like fire.
Yeah.
Just adds like fuel to the fire. Just, oh my God.
Oh my gosh. I don't know. I think honestly, this movie does have some redeeming qualities. Sequel? Obviously not. Joker, fully a trois.
A trois? Something like that.
Trois? No, it's trois. Un, deux, trois. I took French in high school, guys. Never forget, je parle le français. So on this podcast, we like to bring up concept. You'll say, if you understand what they were going for, you're more lenient on it. Do you feel like you like at least understood what they were going for?
No, because the musicals threw all that off.
So I feel like for me, I get the concept of the musical is what I was trying to say, I guess. Because I get what they were trying to do with the musical. I just felt like it fell flat because they didn't know how to integrate a musical with this character.
Well, no. I don't get what they were going for. I'm like, you either have to commit
or
remove the musicals altogether.
So like it feels like they didn't commit. So that's why I'm saying the concept fell flat. I felt like you can do a Joker musical kind of thing, you know, just because he's that fucking crazy. But I felt like the concept just fell flat. But I see the vision. The concept just fell flat is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't see the vision with this one.
So you're saying Joker musical can never work?
No, because I'm going back and never seen a Joker musical in any version.
No, I know, but that's not the point. You don't see a lot of things in a lot of media, but these people still make them. I don't know if that makes sense. Like, you can be the first to make something. That's not the problem for me.
But this wasn't it.
Yeah, no, I get that. I think the Joker works in a lot of genres. I'm not saying that, like I think you could put him in the Wild West and that would be a cool concept, you know? I'd be like, oh, that'd be a concept, like, just watching the Joker, like.
No, even that sounds like a bad concept.
No, it's not. No. Okay, how about
like
this?
When they did Samurai Batman?
Yeah.
It was terrible.
No, I feel that's a great concept.
No. Like, you haven't seen the movie.
Like, Joker in space? Bad concept. But it's like Freddy versus Jason in space. I'm like, what are we doing here? But like Joker in the Wild West? I don't know, bro. I don't know. Joker in a comedy? Obviously. Come on. Oh, yes. In a horror?
Horror comedy, bro.
Ooh, imagine?
I don't know. I'm just disappointed with the movie.
I think Joker works in a musical.
I'm just disappointed in it.
Yeah, I'm sorry, man.
All right, guys. Well, that wraps up our review of Joker. Let us know down below in the comments. Are you going to watch this movie? Are you going to skip it? Or are you going to wait for it to come out in streaming? We'll see you guys next time.
Adios.